Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 12 and verse 29. He said, seek not ye what ye shall eat or what you'll drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. Man, you know, you're tempted to just stop and preach on this the whole time because it's such a deal. You remember we read the story that Jesus told about how that the king had prepared the supper and invited everybody to come. And one said, nah, I can't come. You know, I've got to check on my, I bought some land. I got to go check it out. And another one said, no, I can't come. I've bought some oxen and I got to go test them and prove them. Another one said, no, I can't come. I got married and I got to take care of my family. That's going on by the millions in people that are saved. They are too busy with their life. And they're seeking their stuff and making a living and taking care of their kids and this and that. And they think that is life. And they get up and they get ready and they go to work every day and they act like this is going to go on like this forever. And it's not. Nope. I said, it's not. Hallelujah. Your life and mine is a vapor. And there's all so much more to life than just living. We're supposed to be thinking about what? Kingdom of God. What can I do? What's my part to help the kingdom of God, to make a difference in the kingdom of God, to help get the gospel, the good news about the kingdom all over the world? Because that's what he said. Every nation, every tongue, every people has got to hear about this good news about the kingdom. And then the end is going to come. Isn't that what he said? And so you and I, you know, you've got to ask yourself every day, what am I doing to help make that happen? And people want to say, well, I'm not a preacher and I'm not this and I don't have any money and I'm not educated. And you do not want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and tell the Lord that in the future. It ain't going to hold water because he knows what you know. He knows what you can do and what you can't. He knows that. And you don't have to try to do some big something that everybody knows about. Just follow your heart. And if you'll be willing to spend your time, spend your energies, use your talent, use your resources, he'll show you and he'll use you. I said, he'll use you and you'll make a difference in the kingdom and your life will not be in vain. And you know, so you do understand now, soon and very soon, you'll be breathing your last or the Lord will be coming. And you do not want to lay there and think, I wasted my life. Always busy with my stuff. I didn't have time for God. How many know it's sad? And primarily I'm talking about people that's not here this morning. Amen. All the people that's not in any church. They don't have time to go to church. They're just too busy for God. And they act like there's no God. They act like there's no judgment seat of Christ. They act like there is no kingdom of God. They act like there's no future. Aren't you glad you know better? Aren't you glad by the grace of God you don't have to waste your whole life? No. Even if you've wasted some time in the past, don't look back. Don't get down depressed over that. Make today count. I said, make today count. Doing what? Just be willing. Say it out loud, Lord.
Lord,
I care about you.
I care about your kingdom.
It's first place to me.
Here I am.
Use me
to make a difference.
In your kingdom,
all I am,
all I have,
is at your disposal.
Now, if you really mean that, then he'll call on you. And when he does, what must you say?
Yes, sir.
Don't say, well, I wish I could, but you know, we got this going and we got that going. You know, in church and ministry, Phyllis and I have seen that so many times. People say, you know, we want to be used, you know, let us know. And so finally something come up and you call on them and they just, I wish you'd have called me last week. You know, we just got so much going on right now. So much what? What? What you just got through saying is my stuff is more important than kingdom stuff. And people don't realize it, but they're saying, I don't have time for the Lord. And I don't feel bad for us because there's 50 people waiting to step up in their place. But I feel bad for them. Did you hear me? I feel bad for them. Because you keep doing that year after year and decade after decade. And you're going to miss out. Say, not me.
Not me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know sometimes people don't like to hear these things, but this is reality. This is truth. This is reality. Now, he went on to say, don't seek after this. Don't spend your life seeking something to eat, something to wear, and a place to live. Do not do that. That's what the whole unsaved world is doing. But verse 31, what do you do? But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God. Matthew says, seek first. And all these things will be added to you. You mean you can get your clothes and your house and your stuff? While you're seeking the kingdom. Well, I tell you what, Phyllis and I are proof positive of that. And so are many of you and people all over the world. You know, we're just busy working for God and the stuff comes in.
Hallelujah.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Give you the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now go with me, if you would, to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and let's look at something else very important about the kingdom. Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Jesus had asked the disciples who people were saying he was. Verse 13, Matthew 16, 13. He said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14, he said, some are saying that you're John the Baptist. Some are saying you're Elijah. Some are saying you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And then he said to them, but whom say you that I am? Who do you say he is? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Now this is, if you didn't know Old Testament scripture, you might not know how much weight this statement should be carrying to your mind. But that means this is the Messiah. This is the sent one to fulfill all the prophecies. This is not just a anointed one, the anointed one. And because he's asking them, who are people saying I am? Then he says, well, who do you say I am? And Peter spoke up. We've learned that later. It's by revelation. The Spirit of God moved on him. And he piped up. You know, he made some mistakes, but he got some stuff right too, didn't he? He said, you are the Christ, the Christ, the anointed one, Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. For flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. But my Father, which is in heaven. See, we were talking earlier about God talking to his people. Well, where did he get this? He didn't get this out of his mind or from somewhere else. He got this from God. And I say to you that you are Peter. Now, Peter means rock. Rock. And upon this rock. Now, this is a different word for rock. Peter is rock, and then it's actually what? Petros and Petra. Peter is rock, but then here, he said, upon this rock, and this rock is like the rock of Gibraltar. This is like mountain size rock. On this rock, not on Peter, on what rock? Well, who is the stone? that is the foundation. Well, it's Jesus. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But on this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On what rock? Well, what did Peter just get through saying? You are the Christ, right? You're the Son of the living God. He is that rock. He is the foundation. In 1 Corinthians, if you go there, you know, chapter 3 it is, Paul's talking about how that he as a master planner and master builder helped to lay the foundation, and that Apollos and different teachers have come and built on the foundation. He said, but no other foundation can anybody lay than that which is laid, Christ. He's the foundation. Is he what this thing is built on?
Yes, sir.
What the kingdom of God is built on, what the church is built on, it's him. Not Peter. You shouldn't spend 5 minutes thinking about that. Right?
Yes, sir.
Do you want everything you have to be built on Peter?
No.
Right after this, boy, he made some whopper mistakes. And he's a man. And the master is the man, the Christ Jesus, but not just a man. Right? No, he is the rock. In fact, you know, previously we studied in Daniel about how God showed Daniel all the kingdoms. He showed him, you know, the head of gold that was Nebuchadnezzar. And he showed him the silver that was the next kingdom of the Medes and Persians and the Greeks and the Romans. And this was hundreds of years after Daniel would be dead. He saw these kingdoms that's coming down through the line. Then he saw a stone. Here we are.
Yeah.
You can go back to Daniel 3, chapter 2 and 3 and read about this. He saw a stone that was cut out of a mountain without hands.
Amen.
And this stone became huge and filled the whole earth.
Yep.
And this represented the kingdom of heaven, he said, of which there was no end. All these other kingdoms are going to come and go. He said, but this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. So what is the stone that the Lord builds his church upon and the gates of hell shall not prevail? It's the master. I said, it's the master. It is the word made flesh. Can you say amen? It's him, not anybody else. Not any denomination. Not any other men. Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Keys to the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Ransom, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402M. That's R1402M, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.